todos los demás. Todas pues también, solo la de Beto.
You're listening to Chatting with Floor, with Floor Morat, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Chatting with Floor with your host, Floor Morat. And I hope you're having a wonderful Sunday. And thank you so much for joining me for this episode with a special guest, Johnny Ruilova. He's an actor, writer, and, you know, and he's Ecuadorian. He's been in the industry for over 20 years. And welcome to Chatting with Floor, Johnny. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you, Floor, for inviting me.
No, thank you so much. You're awesome. I appreciate you for spending your Sunday here with me. You could be doing something else, and you chose to be here with me and my audience. So thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah.
And how are you?
Very, very nice.
Yeah. You're doing well?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Good.
Perfect.
So if you can tell the audience, what is it that you do? You're an actor?
Yes, yes. I've been an actor for at least, as you say, 15, 20 years. Mm-hmm. And in 2017, I started to writing a book. Provisionally, the name of my book is America Like You Never Seen Before, or America as a Continent, Not a Country. I write about the United States and Latin America. Mm-hmm. We share the same continent, and we are totally, totally different.
So you're talking about the book that you're in the
Yeah, yes, works. About the book, yes.
Yeah, he's working on a book, and it's about what he just mentioned. But Johnny as well, he's been an actor. He has worked on many projects, if you can tell the audience of what projects you have worked?
As an actor?
Yes.
Yes. Mostly I work in Spanish and theater. I made some commercials, but to be honest with you, after the pandemic, everything changed. I don't like the way that they ask for auditions to everybody. And before it was, they chose, for example, the 10 best, and we go to the audition. Right now, they send to the audition to everybody, and we lose the time for nothing. Mm-hmm. Everything changed. So right now, to be honest with you, my career as an actor is in hold.
It's on hold. You have it on hold.
Yes.
But you have worked on commercials in Spanish, and also you have done TV shows.
No.
Theater.
I did classic theater. I did comedies, I did different things, but my last theater acting was in 2016, mm-hmm. I think.
Okay. So right now is because, you know, after COVID, everything became digital, so you just submit everything, online,
right now,
and that's it.
Yes.
So, just what I do is just submit myself on the auditions, and if they call you back, fine. You celebrate. If they don't, move on to the next one. That's what I always implement,
But I am still in LA casting, so I am still have my agent, and sometimes I do auditions. I am not totally out of the business.
No, I know. Right now you're just focusing on writing your book, which is about, what you just mentioned.
I can't be out of the business.
So the audience knows a little bit more about my guest, about you. Johnny moved to Los Angeles in 1991 from Ecuador and began his acting studies at Constellation Theater and Bilingual Foundation of the Arts. Soon after, his talent and charm began to sprout, and he began booking commercials for companies like Verizon, ESPN, Radio, Veronica Insurance, to name a few. He has done classic theater like El Quijote, El Flaco de Oro. Since then, he continues to audition and work as much as possible. Johnny has taken interest in learning the behind-the-scenes of filmmaking and is currently majoring in cinema and television at Los Angeles City College. You graduated there already,
Yes.
When did you graduate?
2019, I think.
Okay. I
would like to mention that, oh my gosh, it changed my life, the Los Angeles City College. It's a great, great place. I recommend to everybody. And guess what? I didn't pay anything. Yeah. Totally great. Free. They gave me money. They gave me free books. They gave me food. Yeah. I couldn't believe it.
So it was a good experience graduating from there.
It's incredible.
Interesting, because it's like a full circle. Like, what a coincidence, because I didn't know you graduated from there, even though we've been friends for, like, I don't know, like 20 years. Because him and I, we went to the same theater school in Spanish and here in Hollywood in, Constelación Teatral. That's where, you know, we met. And we work together also on the Spanish networks as well, where Univision, Telemundo, we did shows together. But funny, because it's a small world, because I had another friend that he invited me to, because he was about to graduate too from the same school you went to, and he invited me to work on one of his film projects at that university in L.A. It's in downtown L.A. I think it's somewhere in Figueroa Street. So small world, because, yeah, I work on a film there too. But I never got to see the film after, but I worked on it. So, yeah, okay. It was a good experience, yeah. And, small world, you know, now that you mentioned. Yeah. And your philosophy is, why should I wait for somebody to hire me if I can write, direct, and produce my own films? And you're also interested in making films without stereotypes, and you think that those stereotypes are harm our Latino community? And you don't agree with that.
Yes. We're getting better.
Yeah.
But still, we have a long way.
Yeah.
Yes. It's very, very important to write our own stories, because other people see us as narcos, prostitutes. Yes, that's not fair. Look at the Black community.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
They
have their own network.
I get cast a lot on different things, and sometimes, I understand. You know,
they have their own network, and look at them. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Incredible.
So, yeah, but, you know, we just have to learn to navigate around it and just work, you know, go with the flow. But hopefully, you know, more people like yourself start writing, you know, scripts that, you know, make us, all of us, look better.
Yes.
And don't stereotype us on those type of characters.
Yes. All so, we have something to tell.
Yeah.
All. It doesn't matter if it's good or bad. It's your story.
Yeah.
It can be a big success.
Yes. Yeah. So it looks like we have an incoming call. So let's take.
Okay.
Hello? Hello, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hi. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you?
Oh, no, it seems far away.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes. Hold on one moment. Let me work something here on my phone here. Oh, sorry about that.
That's okay.
My goodness. Okay.
Hi, by the way, this is Amor, everybody, and we're streaming live, so this is part of streaming live, so don't panic. Everything is under control. And, Johnny, can you hear us now?
All right. I can hear you now. Okay.
That's okay.
Good afternoon.
Hey, Amor, this is Johnny. He's my guest for today, if you want to say hi to him.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Hello, Johnny. A pleasant afternoon. How are you today?
Very, very good. Thank you.
And if you can introduce yourself to my audience.
Oh, yes, by all means. Well, first of all, I just want to thank God for you and all that you do. I mean, it's amazing. I totally believe that it was not by accident that we've met, and to given the opportunity to speak to your audiences, I just want to say thank you.
Oh,
yes, thank you so much. My name is Amor de Luz, and I serve as the CEO of the Monique Woolley Foundation, who is also in memory of my daughter, who committed suicide 8 years ago. And it's for that reason that the company was built. It is a 501c3 nonprofit. And what we've done, we've created a platform for suicide survivors to share their stories. And in doing so, they become ambassadors. Now, mind you, these individuals, they are prominent individuals. They're business owners, entrepreneurs, mothers, family, they're loving life right now. I know that the stories were something that has happened in their past, but what they're doing in their life right now is remarkable. And that's why they're here and helping the Monique Woolley Foundation to bring out the message that is that we must make mental health a priority. You know, if I know then what I know now, maybe my daughter would have lived a little bit longer, but you know what? I wouldn't be having this conversation with you and be in your podcast right now if that didn't happen. So with that being said, you know, we're continuing to grow, and we just want to be able to give the message out to let people know that it's okay not to be okay. That, you know, that God
works true,
in a serious way. He's still on the throne. You know what I mean?
Yes, and I'm sorry about your loss, too. But, you know, honoring your daughter, you're doing a gala. Can you tell us about it?
Yes, please. Allow me to do so. Well, the gala is all about the honoring the 10 survivors that are that have shared their story and reliving their pain. It is going to be on November the 16th, 2024, at the Banquet Hall, and we're saying thank you to them for reliving their pain, and thank you for their resilience and being the people that they are today. And we also have the comedy show. So if you and your audiences would love to come, we're raising funds for the Monique Woolley Foundation at the Beverly Hills Chamber of Commerce, and that's on October the 30th, which is on Wednesday, from 5:30 to 8:30. It's only a two-hour show, but it is all good. The gala is an all-white story, so we're really excited about that. And we just want to just be able to make a difference in the world. The Monique Woolley Foundation gives resources, therapy, grieving for the people, and most of all, we give love. We let the people know that they are not alone and that we are here for them. So I'm looking forward for more in-depth conversation with you next week, when I'm on your live. So
most definitely I'm really looking forward to have you as my guest, so all my audience can learn more about your nonprofit company, and also, you know, honoring your daughter. And you know,
Thank you so much.
And also I applaud you for what you're doing to educate everybody out there about, you know, it's okay not to be okay, that your mind is needs to be taken care of, you know, and sometimes we forget about that. And, you know, mental awareness is very important. And those are type of questions I always ask, you know, no, because we're suffering is because that is a reality that, you know, we all have to take care of our mind and also our bodies. And, you know, also you're spreading love and kindness with your nonprofit and also doing honoring your daughter, you know, so. And also you prevent suicide, because the suicide rate has skyrocketed after COVID. So it's very important, you know, what you're doing. And I, you know, praise you and commend you for what you're doing. So thank you
so much. Well, I commend you as well. I mean, you're incredible. The work that you do, you know, serving the community, giving back. It, you know, what you do and what I do, as you said, it really resonates to both of us and what we're doing and bringing out and serving the people and working together and making this a better place.
Yeah,
you know, this
that's the main goal, to make this world a better place and elevate the energy, because if we vibrate in peace and harmony and love, things could be better for all of us as humanity. So there's hope. And that's the reason I'm doing this podcast, to spread love and kindness and to wake up, you know. We're more than just what the temple of our body is. We're more than that, and we need to keep on working on taking care of ourselves. So thank you so much, and I'm looking forward to having you as my guest.
Thank you for your guest, for allowing me to say a few words. And
okay.
Thank you so very much, and you guys have a wonderful rest of your evening.
Thank you.
I look forward to hearing and having you to listen to our podcast next week, because there's lots to be said about mental health and its awareness. And
we are here to prevent suicide.
So thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate you, girl. And we'll talk to you soon. Have a good one, okay?
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So with that being said, you know, there's more to come about that. And thank you so much, Amor, for, you know, calling in and mentioning about your gala and also the event on the 30th. So if you have any questions, you can
Yes,
two events. And, you know, this is to support, you know, mental health awareness and also prevent suicide, so which is important.
Very important.
Yeah, yes. And thank you so much for allowing me doing this for the audience, because it's important for everybody to know that we need to take care of it. Yeah. But thank you so much, Johnny. So let's continue the fun here. And, you know, I was just telling the audience about your bio, what you have done, and, you know, and how did you started, like, acting? I know we met on, you know, theater. We both come from theater.
Yeah.
But how did you decide, oh, I want to be an actor?
It's funny. In 1969, I remember very, very well, I was living in Ecuador. Mm-hmm. And my uncle, Angel, he passed away already in 94. And he was coming to the United States.
Yes,
alone. He has his wife and four kids. And my mother and me and my mother, we went to say bye-bye in the airport. Mm-hmm. And I hear he's going to Los Angeles. And I was eight years old. Mm-hmm. And I said, I want to go to Los Angeles.
Yeah, and that
since
made you.
I was 8 years old.
And so that made you like, okay, I want to be an actor.
Yeah. I always wanted to be to do something in the show business, you know. Mm-hmm. Singer, not definitely, but acting. I started in Ecuador when I was a teenager, but over there, when I say I want to be an actor, I say, are you crazy? No. Study a career. And I study business administration. I finish. I have a degree in business administration in my country.
Yeah, Ecuador is beautiful. I've been there once, and I went to half of the world. And you can tell the difference, you know, when you stand in one area. And it's the same
this
area.
This is north, this is south.
And then you can tell the difference, like the weather changes. I can say I already been to the equator.
And people think Ecuador is very, very hot. It's not. If you live in the coast, it's very, very hot. But if you live in the mountains, it's very, very cold.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And the food the people there, too, they make you feel welcome, even though they don't know you. Because I remember I went to get my hair done and my nails, you know, because I always been an old girly girl. And the nail salon I went, and the lady was nice and, you know, very polite and very friendly. And, you know, even when you go to the restaurants,
You went to Quito, no?
Yeah, to Quito.
People are very, very friendly.
It's elevated. I remember because I kind of got like a
It's very cold, yes.
Like when you are in elevated places, you get like sick. So I felt like a little bit sick. But then it went away. Yeah. But it was beautiful. I loved the food was good and the people was kind and caring, and even though they didn't know I was
there. Quito is very, very beautiful. Yeah. And you know what? In one day, you can have the four seasons.
Oh, really?
It's sunny, suddenly rainy.
Oh, yeah,
again,
I remember.
Sunny, again,
rainy. Yeah, I remember that because we went to, I think it was like a hotel there, and it was like all overcast, and then all of a sudden it was like sunny. And the funny thing is, you know, I'm a California girl. You know, we wear shorts. I was wearing shorts, and the people there were like looking at me like, you know.
But all the year is cold.
Because everybody was dressed different. So.
All the year is cold. Yeah. All the year is cold, yes. Rain, and no rain, but it's cold.
And I went to the clubs because, at the time I was there, it was with somebody that it was from there, and it took me out for, you know, the night on the town, you know, and it took me clubbing, and the club was totally different than what it is here in the States. I was like, it's totally different, but it was fun,
Quite different, what do you mean?
I don't know, it was just the ambience, it was different. I was like, okay. But, you know, because it was like the people, the culture is different, you know, than here, how we dress up when we go clubbing, and then compare how you dress up when you go clubbing. There's difference. So,
Yeah.
So it was totally different. They're more like conservative, more like, you know, different.
Yeah, of course.
Even though it was a club, but it was different. Not that I was dressed all trashy or anything, no, but it was just different, you know. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Otherwise, people each country think, like, is what different. Was Floor wearing? No, it was just, you know, of course it was with my partner at the time, but yeah, so.
In the coast is totally different. We are two different countries.
And those are one of the places I wanted to go check out. I didn't get a chance to go see Galapagos because I wanted to see the big turtles that you guys have.
You didn't go?
No. I couldn't make it. But that's one of my.
I hear it's beautiful. I've never been there. I hear it's very, very beautiful.
That's one of my bucket list things to do, like go to Galapagos, you know?
And it's funny, in Galapagos, Ecuadorian people don't go too much. You see only people from the United States and from Europe because it's expensive. It's funny, but it's
true. Really?
Oh. I've never been there.
Where?
Never
been. Galapagos?
In Galapagos. Uh-huh. No.
Thought you were saying Ecuador. I was like, what? No. Sorry. No, but yeah, it's beautiful. I loved it. I mean, that's one of the things I want to go back just to see the, you know, the Galapagos, to see the big turtles.
Take
my kiddo there because I know she loves turtles. But anyway, so that's how you started your acting.
Yes. I started in Ecuador. I did a little bit, but nothing important, you know. After I started my university, I didn't have time. So thank God I finished the business administration. I have the degree, but that's the life, you know.
Your calling is different, yeah.
Yeah.
Like I went to, you know, I graduated of business management, and you know my background, you know. So, but my calling has been the entertainment industry. So anyways.
We are still surviving, thank God.
Yeah, I know. But after the theater, you did a lot of theater plays here in California.
Yes, here in California,
you played at the Frida Kahlo.
No, Bilingual Foundation of the Arts, Constellación.
And what did you do on the Bilingual Foundation of the Arts?
I did Quijote.
Oh, Quijote.
El Flaco de Oro. Burlador de Sevilla with Margarita Galván. I don't know if you heard about her. She was the founder.
Yeah.
She was extremely strict. Oh my God!
I didn't have the honor to work with her on theater.
She already passed away. But she was extremely.
The one that I just found out that passed away like probably like 3 years ago or four years ago is Mario Sapien. Is that right?
No. He's still alive. No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
I'm sorry.
He's from Constellación.
Yeah, Marisa. But what is the other one? But anyways, I'm confusing him.
They are still alive. No, in Bilingual Foundation of the Art, Margarita Galván passed away, and also the writer, Lina Montalvo. She was very nice. She was the writer, and she was an actress too. Mm-hmm. Both passed away. Right now, still the Bilingual Foundation of the Arts is still alive with Cecilia. She was the manager, and she's taking care of her.
And the last guest with Sergio, your friend too, so he told me that he worked on too many tamales
Bilingual Foundation. Sergio de Oliveira, he's been in many plays in bilingual. In my opinion, it's one of the best.
Yeah.
And also the best to pay.
Mm-hmm.
In theater, they don't pay too much, but I remember they used to pay for rehearsals also.
Mm-hmm.
No one does that. A little, but it's better than nothing, you know?
Yeah.
But if you can go and check there.
Bilingual of the Arts, I was there for, like, I didn't work there, but I was an audience for
Too Many Tamales.
That's how they became known, because every Christmas they will announce Too Many Tamales. Yeah. And
they put that play every year.
Every
year, Actually, I was in that.
Yeah, you were on Too Many Tamales. What
I was
did you
doing
do?
The Mr. Cormick. Mr. Cormick, the grandfather. Yeah.
Ah.
Only one time.
Only one time.
I was understudy. I was helping the principal.
What year was that? 2015. Not that it mattered, but I just want to know if it was the time that I went
2015.
To see it.
2015.
No.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Yeah.
But
I did only one
play.
Time. The guy had something to do with his wife, and they asked me to.
But that's a cute play. I love that play.
Yeah,
it's so cute.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Like, you see, small world that you were there. didn't know that. Yeah. So let me ask you, what's faith to you?
What faith means for me?
Mm-hmm.
Faith means for me everything. We have to have faith in something.
Right.
In God, in destiny, in life. It doesn't matter if you don't believe in God, you have to believe in something.
Mm-hmm.
That pushes you ahead, you know.
So it's your battery.
In my case, thank God, I believe in God. I don't go to the church. I don't think it's necessary, but I am Catholic because of my parents, you know. But I am not the kind of person who goes every Sunday to a church. No, I don't think it's necessary. Sometimes I go, you know, but thank God I believe in God. Yeah.
Amen to that, you know, and everybody's welcome here, whether you believe in him or not.
Yeah.
And that's what keeps you going, and it's our battery, and I, you know, I agree with you. Sometimes, like, we have busy lives, but it's never, you know, you don't need to be all the time, 24/7 at church to praise the love to God.
Yeah,
it's just how you interact with each other,
how
you are with the other person. That's how you show the love you have.
Yes, yeah. Not necessarily in church.
To God,
you can be nice with your neighbors,
yeah.
with your friends, with your family, with your co-workers.
And that's what I say, everybody. Keep doing your homework. Spread love and kindness.
Yes,
because you're showing the love you have to God towards spreading love and kindness.
And it's very, very important to have empathy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Empathy.
Yeah.
Don't do to others
what you don't want to get done
yes,
to you.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's very, very mm-hmm. true. That's the problem in the world right now, in my opinion.
Humanity.
Yes.
Totally
we need
agree.
Empathy. We need empathy.
We're lacking of empathy, and sometimes people don't get it. And
yes.
That's how we are right
people
now.
People don't care. Yeah. Don't care.
Yeah. That's sad, though.
Yes. If you can help others.
Yeah. So that's what means faith to you. Okay.
Yes.
So, let's see. And what five people would you bring with you if you were stuck on a deserted island?
What kind of people?
No. Like, who would you bring?
Ah.
Friends, family, or nobody, or, you know.
Okay. Five people, I think the question said, no?
Yeah.
But
if you don't want to mention five, that's fine.
Yeah, three.
One.
No, one for sure is Mother Teresa.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my gosh. I admire her. 100%. If
Why?
We can have a little bit of her, we will live in a paradise. In a paradise. I read many books about her life, and it's incredible. She left everything for help people.
Material things and everything.
Everything. And other people like could bring is at least two comedians.
Mm-hmm.
Comedy is always welcome.
So you laugh.
Yeah.
That's what I say. I love comedy. And, you know, I used to do comedy sketches live and perform that in the Hispanic community.
In my book also, I wrote some comedy. I wrote some comedy because this is always welcome comedy. Who doesn't like comedies?
Right.
Everybody. Even if you don't laugh, it's nice to see comedy.
Yeah, I always say if you don't have,
the humor.
Some jokes or humor in your life is boring,
It's like here in the United States, the humor is totally different than in Latin America.
Ecuador, yeah,
we laugh
different.
Of everything. Here, poor comedians, I don't know how they live.
Oh, shout out to my comedian friends. I love you guys. I know how hard it is.
They cannot make jokes about blacks, about gays, about lesbians. It's terrible. In Latin America, we laugh of everything.
Well, everybody's loved and welcome here. So anyway, so we're talking about the different kind of, comedy styles in different countries, but it is what it is. So
yes. It is important to laugh of ourselves.
Yes.
Why not?
So we both agree comedy is important in our lives. And what superpower do you wish that you had, if you have a superpower?
Yeah. I think I have some to read their minds. Oh, I think I have.
Telepathy?
Listen, look in the eyes.
Telepathy.
Yes, yes. Okay. Yeah. We say that the eyes is the soul, no?
The window to your soul.
Yeah. It's very important. I think I can see a person and I can see,
you can read,
I can
saying.
Have a relationship with this person as a friend or not.
Because you read their vibe, their energy.
Yeah.
You're kind of like me because I can totally see somebody or read their body language and say, okay,
all
this
we
is,
have that power, but we don't
so
use
we
it.
We just have to wake up.
Yeah.
And the only way we wake up our gifts is just being closer to our creator, whoever you might think it be. As long as it's white light, that works for me.
Yeah.
So just, as long as you stay close to your creator and stay in touch, meditating, praying, that's how you start waking up your gifts.
Because
all of us, we come from royalty. That's why I always say kings and queens. So today we're celebrating King Johnny Rova.
Thank you. Another power will be great if we can fly, no? Like the birds. It will
be
to great.
Avoid all the
like
traffic.
Superman.
To avoid the traffic, tell me about it. Yeah. I live all the way in Timbuktu.
Maybe in the future.
Yeah. So who's your celebrity crush? Who do you have a crush?
Marilyn Monroe.
Oh. Okay,
who doesn't like Marilyn Monroe?
Yeah.
I mean, I like blondes. Like the blondes, yeah. And Marilyn Monroe was, oh my gosh, there's no words to describe her, In my opinion, wonderful actress, so beautiful. And look at her life. It was a terrible, no?
I guess how they portray her, because to me, the way I see her, it was like, it's a sex icon, but she was smart. And people forget to mention that.
She was very smart.
She was talented. She would sing. She would act. She would dance. And also, at the end of her final stages of her life or years, she had a production company. And she was on the works of
Marilyn
filming,
Monroe Presents.
Yeah, or filming her feature film.
So
to me, it was like, wow, So that's impressive. Yeah. So I don't see her like how everybody sees her,
A sex symbol.
I just see her like somebody important, especially for the acting community. I think she left a good legacy, if you see it in a positive way.
She was a victim also the stereotype.
Yes.
If you are beautiful, you are not a good actress. Mm. Come on.
Yeah. No,
Farrah
she was
Fawcett
good.
Was a great, great actress.
Yeah.
And so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Come on.
Yeah.
Again, so that's, the stereotype.
Yeah, so that's your celebrity crush. Got it. And what is your favorite book or books?
I don't have a favorite book. I love to read books. I love to read. Right now, I am reading a book about Olivia Newton-John.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Her I always have one book.
Her biography?
Yes. She wrote it, If I cannot sleep at 3-4 a.m., I wake up, I start reading, and before when I didn't have a car, I always bring my a book and read in the metro and the bus. It's very, very, very important. I love books about biographies to see what they did to become a star, Clark Gable.
Because everybody has different stories, different ways that they did it.
They passed too many obstacles, You think, he's Clark Gable. He was a star when he was born. No.
So, that's why I like to read biographies, too, because it inspires me. And also, it makes me think, if they were able to do it this way, why not? Everything is just mental, what you put in your head, So that's why, I agree with, Amor, It's very important to take care of your mind, and that's, you know, very important. So everything what you put in there
is very important.
And also, you know, put it out in the universe, something positive, something good.
Very, 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 very important. We didn't mention keep out of drugs, alcohol.
Stay out of all that stuff because it doesn't get you anywhere. And
if you start with drugs,
it gets you behind and gets you blocked, and your blessings, your gifts as a king that you are blocked. Yeah, because you get lost. So I totally agree with you. So, and what kind of music you like?
All kinds of music. To dance, I like salsa, música disco from the 80s. Mm-hmm. Yes, but all kinds of music I like. No, I cannot say I don't like this. Maybe if jazz is too boring for me because I don't understand, but I like all kinds of music. It's an art.
That's good.
So
would you rather spend 1 year at the North Pole or 2 years at the Sahara Desert, which I heard is not more that much Sahara Desert. It's more like water now. But
oh, my gosh.
So what would you rather spend?
I would prefer the North Pole.
The North Pole?
Because you can stay inside and, you know, go to sleep and in the heat. Oh, my gosh. No.
I like hot weather, but sometimes winter is cool, especially here in California. We get nice weather.
For me, the heat makes me upset, makes me mad. I prefer the cold.
I like hot weather, but when it's not too extreme because... But I like hot weather.
Here in California, only 2 or 3 weeks we have extremely heat. Like not another states. It's terrible. Florida is all.
Oh, I feel bad right now for everything they've been through. Shout out to Florida and North Carolina. And anybody that can help, you know, just please help out everybody out there. And I hope, you know, prayers to them and everything gets better.
It's terrible. Florida all the year is hot.
I know, it's tropical. It's humid.
Yes, humid.
I love Florida. The times I've been there, South Beach, because I work.
The beaches are so
because
beautiful.
I work, you know, for both networks, Univision Telemundo, and they fly me over for the projects I was working on. And it was so much fun going to South Beach. It reminded me of Long Beach, where I'm from, and, you know, everything was so...
Telemundo and Univision both are there.
We both have worked on both networks.
For Spanish speakers, it's great. They do telenovelas also.
But I never seen like myself as a telenovela.
Telemundo is doing.
No, right, but they do everything like Colombia.
Right now they are doing Miami.
They're working on Florida.
One Ecuadorian actor is singing one. I don't Se de Venganza.
Do you see yourself as a soap opera actor? Do you see yourself as a soap opera
actor? Of course. I would love it.
People like Johnny.
I hear, you know what I hear?
What?
They cannot accept you if you are union.
Terrible, no? For the soap opera?
For soap opera.
Spanish. Okay.
It's true?
And I don't know. I have no idea. I've been disconnected for a little bit, so I have no idea about that.
I heard
forte or not. I don't have any information about that.
No, but now, thank God they are doing it. Before, they used to do only in Colombia to save money, you know?
I know the productions because they always go overseas. And, you know, I don't blame them. You know, everything is so expensive. So hopefully everything comes back where it belongs here in California and, you know.
And Univision, they don't make telenovelas.
No, everything is in Mexico.
For Univision.
For
Televisa
operas.
Is in Mexico.
Yeah, but they do the soap operas there.
They are cheaper together.
That's what I'm saying.
So,
Mexico
is the power.
For the soap operas.
They are still doing many.
I was able, when I did the Jenny Rivera, I was able to work with two major producers from Televisa, and they were awesome. It was a great opportunity, and I
work
with them.
One day I would love to work in Televisa. Why not?
You have to spread your wings and fly.
I hear in Mexico they pay you very, very good to do theater.
Very good. It's different.
And everything is in Spanish.
Well, that's the beauty when you speak more than one language. You can spread your wings and work on different markets. That's the beauty, you know. When one, you don't get something, then you can flip on the other end of the street.
I would love to do something in another language. I speak some Italian, French, and
parlo italiano.
Yeah, io parlo italiano. Oh. Io parlo portoghese, je parle français.
Look at you. Poco portuguese.
It's very similar.
Italiano, I understand.
Yeah, Italian, Spanish, and Portuguese are very, very similar. Very, very similar. French is great.
Shout out to Italians. Love you guys. Ciao.
French is very, very difficult, but the good thing is they have many, many words in English. Mm-hmm. Only change the pronunciation. But they have many, many words in English, like weekend, other words, but...
Okay, so tell me some words in the languages you speak. Let's see.
Any
language. I love Portuguese, so you can talk to me in Portuguese.
In French. Je m'appelle Johnny. Et toi?
Floor?
Yeah. You understood?
Je me sub French.
In Italiano, for example, my God. Carlo è un ragazzo molto simpatico, molto bravo.
Look at you.
It's quite interesting in Spanish.
Yeah.
Molto simpatico, molto bravo.
So what is, since we're talking, you know, Italian, I love Italian food, but what is your favorite meal?
Of course, Ecuadorian food. My second Italian. Mm. But I like all kinds of food. I don't like greasy food, but I like healthy food. You know.
Good.
Right now I'm trying not to eat meat, so like the last 2 years. But I am trying.
It's hard.
Sometimes I eat.
It's hard, I know. Like sometimes you need to have the little taste of the protein.
Red meat I am not eating at all, but chicken sometimes I eat. It's hard to be. I am not vegan, but it's very, very hard.
Well, I was forced to be vegan, pescatarian, like everybody knows.
Yeah.
And sometimes I do like take my breaks because it's hard, but like no, I go back to being vegan, pescatarian. I'm honest. I tell you, sometimes I do take my breaks, but I can tell the difference. So my skin, my hair, everything. So it changes.
And remember, the food can be your best friend. Or your worst enemy.
And
eat what you have to eat and leave the rest for later. Don't eat too much.
So what is your favorite drink?
Water. I don't drink alcohol. If I go to a party, yes, beer, a cup of wine, but I try to avoid hard liquor, you know, whiskey, tequila.
Okay.
I work with that. I work as a brand ambassador. I work with alcohol.
Yeah.
I know everything about it. Whiskey 40%, tequila 40%, Gilly 43%, and wine is 7%, 12%, beer 4%, 7%. So.
And what is your personal quote that motivates you?
What that means?
A personal quote.
To be better, no? Every day.
To be better every day. Okay, cool.
As I said, I try to read, I try to sleep well, I do exercise a lot, I play tennis, this morning I play. So, I am playing 3-4 times, I am a number one tennis fan.
So your quote is to be better every day.
To be better every day, yeah. Learning from others also, you know.
And you want to say hi to anybody in the world? Because they're watching you worldwide.
Yes. Yes, I hope you are doing fine and wait for my book.
That's your future project coming up.
Yeah, I am very, very optimistic about my book. My dream is to make a documentary in Netflix or something.
That's your
like
future
that.
Project, your book, and make a documentary about it. That's awesome.
My dream is... as I say, you know, to bring the best of Latin America to United States and to bring the best of the United States to Latin America.
In a book and a documentary, people is aware that it's not as everybody's stereotype or portray.
No.
And so those are your future projects.
Yes. And who knows? I am writing also a script about my family. Right now, the title is My Lovely Dysfunctional Family. Yeah. It's a comedy, actually. It's a comedy, you know. I put a lot of jokes, and as we say before, you know, we have to laugh of ourselves. Who doesn't have problems?
Everybody.
All we have problems. That's part
everybody.
Of life.
But we don't want to be here like talking problems. Come on. Everybody wants to be entertained and have a good time, and they don't want to hear, you know.
And any problem, we can make a joke. We can laugh. Yeah. Why not?
And learn about it and move along and, grow out of it and, you know. Yeah.
And learn from that and go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead. Don't start crying and that we're talking about commit suicide, you know.
It's important. People need to know about all of that because there's so many, you know,
too many
people
mental
that
problems,
don't see, you know, the help.
Yeah.
And when they try to look for it, it's too late. So it's very important to be aware.
And
of
the worst is some people don't want any help.
And
that's the problem.
It's sad, you know. So that's why it's very important to talk about it and be kind and loving and give the respect that's needed, because sometimes being on denial, it doesn't help. And it doesn't fix the problem.
Yes.
So, and to be enabler of the situation doesn't help anymore.
Yeah,
you know, so
and speak out.
And
speak
it's very
out.
Important.
Hey, I need help.
Yeah, so it's important to talk about it and pay the respect that much deserves and is needed in society. And it's considered as a taboo, so it's very important to talk about it. And that's one of the things I have my podcast too, because we need to be aware of all those situations as society.
So
with that being said, how people can reach out to you and find out more about your projects?
My Instagram, Joneco88.
Okay.
Yeah. We can be in touch, and I can tell them when my book will be ready.
Got it. And I just want to say thank you so much for making time. And
thank you.
Also, I want to say a shout out to Ova, also Sergio Morataya, and Yolanda Ramos. Get well soon. And you want to say hi to any of your family or friends that are watching you?
Yes. My family, friends, and followers. I have more than 1,000 friends on Facebook.
Awesome. Well, I hope they follow you and they support you as well on your projects, on your book. I know it's going to be a bestseller. And the documentary, too. I wish you all the best. And thank you so much for supporting.
And always we have to have projects.
Always.
And doesn't matter our age.
And
always.
You have anything else to say that you want to share with the audience before we go?
Thank you very much. It was a great, great experience.
Well, I'm glad. And thank you for making time. And, you know, any projects you want to come and share, you know, with my audience, just hit me up. Let me know.
Perfect.
And, you know,
thank you.
You have a support here. And all the success with your book and your documentary. Keep me updated. And thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thank you to the audience. And please keep spreading love and kindness. It's very important. And, you know, I love you. And thank you for spending this Sunday afternoon with Flora. Thank you. And see you next time. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Ciao. Thank you so much for being here again.
Thank you.
Merci. You're listening to Chatting with Flora Morat. Only on LA Talk Radio.